Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News. Great to be back for another week. And what a huge weekend of football. Sunshine Coast Rugby League Grand Finals across the weekend from all grades. And the big news for the Sentinels is that the Stanley River Wolves won both their A grade and reserves games in the Grand Final. Congratulations after a tumultuous season, especially last year where they didn't fare too strongly. So we'll cover that. We've got heaps of photos across both finals, and well done once again to both those teams. The reserves won 22-12, while the A grade team won 22-20. So great results there. We also had a big weekend ourselves. We're out at the Somerset Mayor's gala dinner out at Esk. We've got plenty of pictures of everyone dressed up to the nines there, everyone looking beautiful and fabulous. We'll have maybe not the results of the Somerset by-election placing Kylie Isidro, but we have a fair idea who might be who's leading at very least there, and we'll have more on that news. Hopefully have a decision by tomorrow, and there's plenty more going on there as well. So over at Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, we've got a story about the Glasshouse Quarry, the most controversial project we've seen in a long time up here. Around 80 residents packed into Glasshouse Mountains Community Hall on last Thursday to discuss a coordinated response to Hanson's appeal and court action now being taken against the Sunshine Coast Council. We've also got a story about Simpson Street in Biwa, which used to be bustling. Now there's quite a few vacancies, quite a few for lease signs up. So we're just talking to locals about what might be the problem there and what are some of the issues and how people are trying to overcome that as well. And we've also got a story about the State Assessment and Referral Agency, which has delivered a damning assessment of a proposed large-scale tourist park at Coochin Creek, formally recommending the project be refused on the grounds of non-compliance. So we'll have more on that story there, which is ongoing and very controversial as well. So plenty of stories and plenty of sport across both newspapers. They'll be out at a drop-off point near you from tomorrow. This is Mitch on 101.5. See you next week.